All right, today I have with me Vincent, a great guitarist on the Passion of the Arts show. I'm excited to have him. He's calling from the Netherlands, which is not that close, but it's pretty awesome to kind of connect with someone from the Netherlands and a great musician. So the first question that I usually ask is, when did your love for music start, and what age that was, and what was that experience like?
I think it started about when I was about six or seven. My dad used to play guitar a lot, and I'd always watch him playing in the living room, and I know, like I said in the interview, I never heard anything like it before, and I was just sold. I was like, that's what I want to do. I want to create those sounds, and I want to do stuff like that. So,
that's what yeah. That's cool. That's cool. So your dad is a musician also.
Well, he's not a full-time musician, and he gave up playing guitar like a few years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's cool. So who was that person that you would say that was like your influence in regards to music?
That's a tough one, man.
All right, give me some of your influences then.
Some of my influences are right now at this moment are Andy Schauf. Mm-hmm. He's a singer-songwriter from Canada. Let's see. There's so many. I've been a big fan of a band called the La Dispute for many years now. I grew up listening to metal, things like Slayer and Slipknot, and those were the only, that was the only kind of music I was into.
Right.
And when I first started playing guitar, I got a lot of inspiration from that.
Okay.
I used to only play metal and stuff like that. So the things I'm doing now have just started to take off like, I don't know, a year ago or something. Before that, it was all metal, and my taste in music was all metal, and all my influences were stuff like Metallica and Slayer and Slipknot and
all right.
Sort of stuff.
So I noticed that's not what you're playing now. So what would you consider, what kind of style would you say you are right now?
I'm currently exploring lots of neo-soul vibes, R&B, mixed with some emotive stuff. I'm trying to get out of that box of where things are. Like, for instance, when you look at R&B or gospel music, it's... I don't know how to explain it. It's a lot of times they have a certain energy to it, and what I'm trying to do is, for the most part, take that energy away and create some more ambient vibes combined with that. At least that's what I'm trying to do. And I'm not that familiar with neo soul and R&B yet because I just recently started to get into that, but in a short amount of time, I've drawn a lot of inspiration from that.
That's cool. So, like, with that whole feel that you're trying to create, like, what type of feeling are you trying to create for your audience or whoever listens? Like, what experience are you trying to create for them?
I don't know. What I'm trying to do is letting people experience what I'm feeling at that moment. So, for the most part, it's really melancholic, And just trying to create vibes, strong vibes, in which people can just sit back and listen to it and not get bored with it.
Right.
That's my main thing, that's what I'm trying to accomplish. But I haven't put much thought in that actually.
Oh, okay. I understand. So what is a typical daily musician routine? What's Vincent's typical daily routine like?
I usually start practice, just the typical things, scales and such, and working on my timing.
Okay.
And I'm just jamming out a lot, just trying to come up with things as I go, and not think about it too much.
Gotcha,
Just
gotcha. Just kind of flow with it, huh?
yeah.
Yeah, so who right now is like your most important support, like personally, like personal persons, like who do you draw from when it comes to support wise through this journey?
Think the biggest one is probably my girlfriend. She
Mm-hmm.
supports me in everything, and she puts up with my guitar playing because I invested a lot of time in it. Although I don't have my own definite music out yet, and I don't have a band together or anything. I invest almost all of my time in playing guitar, and I've been neglecting some things also. So, despite that, she still supports me 120%, so that's great.
Well, that's cool, man. That's cool. And so, you know, that's what it requires. It requires a lot of investment to really get where you want to get. So that is cool. You know what I mean? That she's still able to stick it out with you, because you need that. You need that support. That
Yeah,
when, you
definitely.
know, things don't work out, or a gig don't go as planned, and you know what I mean? You need that support to fall back on. So when you're not playing the guitar, like what's Vincent's thing? Like what's your next love?
Probably my dog.
That's cool. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a German Shepherd.
Okay.
But before I invested so much time in playing guitar, I invested a lot of time in my dog, in training him and rehabilitating him. And yeah, I don't know. I also have just have a passion for animals in general, really. Yeah, I'm still struggling with that question. I've asked myself that a lot of times, and yeah, I'm kind of in that age where I'm not exactly sure where I want to go, what I want to do, and if I would want to do anything else than creating music. And I think that's really my only real passion. That's been a constant my whole life.
That's that. Well, I mean, that's good. I mean, it's the biggest struggle some people have sometimes is having too much passions, and they don't even know which one to narrow down to. It's like you have 20 different passions, and they don't even know. But you need that one thing because it requires focus. It requires a lot of focus. You know what I mean? Which is cool. So, what is it that you have planned going on? Like, what's some stuff that you got going on behind the scenes that you have planned to do?
I'm planning to record a little EP, trying to get my music out there, and I'm planning on working with a lot of people. But
Nice.
got a few projects going to build up experience, because that's important. And I've got a few contacts in America. People who just want to do stuff for fun or do some serious stuff, and I'm just trying to figure out what it is that exactly want, because I'm not sure yet.
Right.
I'm still searching for what it is that I want to do exactly in music. And I know that I want to create my own things, and but I'm not sure yet how, if I want to start a band or I want to, get it off solo or.
Just kind of going with, see what where it takes you. That's cool. So, when it comes to like creating your own music, like the EP, tell me a little bit about the EP that you're thinking about, if you already have some thoughts in mind.
Like, what do you mean?
Like,
What?
yeah, what are you creating? Like, kind of music.
Well, the thing that I'm doing on Instagram is I'm posting my ideas, because it started out as first for just for me, for myself. And so what I have there are ideas, and I'm working on combining those ideas, or just working them out in general, and creating some full-length songs out of them. So it's what I expect it to be is the same vibes, the same kind of feel that I have in my videos on Instagram. So I want to head in that direction.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, so what's the feedback been like so far on the stuff that you've been creating?
Yeah, pretty crazy actually. I never expected people to like it that much, but on Instagram there are always people just saying things to get followers or something. But I've had some truly genuine messages of people who told me they were really inspired, and that they started to pick up the guitar again because they watched my videos. And that's just insane, because I normally am the guy who's thinking that.
That's
So it's
cool. What was that like? What was that feeling like?
that just made my week.
Like
Well, to be in a position, what I'm doing is nothing fancy. I'm just uploading 1 minute videos to a social media platform, and it's not even the most popular social media platform. So to be able to reach so many people and inspire people, which I never thought I'd do, but yeah, it's amazing. It's awesome.
Oh man, yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool. I'm glad you're, influencing people. Yeah, that's amazing. It is indeed. You know what I mean? And sometimes when you do things and you're not even planning to you don't have any great strategy involved, you're just sharing. Those are the things that really come off the best. You know what I mean? When you're not really thinking about what's the outcome is usually pretty good. That's
Yeah, that's
cool.
what I noticed. When you start, when you're just creating things by yourself and you just want to share it, just that's general thought. I just want to share it, then usually the feedback is a lot better than when you're trying to create stuff for other people.
No, which is true. Yeah, and to to be inspired. It's much better than, trying to you say, oh, I want to do this to get this amount of followers, or I want to do this to get this reaction. It's popular, so let me do this. You're really just playing from the heart. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. So, what's during your journey, what's some of the advice you would give, musicians that's coming up, or just musicians in general?
Think the biggest advice I give, that I can give, is a, yeah, it's just a cliche really, but don't do it for other people. Write for yourself, great music because you love it yourself, and don't expect everyone to like it. Don't expect, like, don't set your bars too high. Don't expect to make it, or I don't know, that should not be your intention when you're starting music. It shouldn't be like, I want to be famous. Yeah, it can be, but my personal belief is that when you start off with saying like, I want to be famous, or that you're creating things for the wrong reason, because I think music is and always will be a personal thing. It's an expression of your thoughts, of your feelings. And yeah, I think if you just, what I would say is, if you just stick to your gut feelings, to what you like, and you have faith in that, then things will be all right.
I like that. And the only way you'd be able to overcome any kind of mental struggle is through just being brave, like you decided today to just do the interview. It's just through being brave and just kind of be willing to push through it. You know what I mean? All right, man. I'll talk to you. Definitely keep in touch. I feel like we got a good connection going on.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, man. Take care.
Take care. Thank you, man.
All right.
Bye.